Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Colossians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7, and the Reverend Todd Reardon is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Colossians, the second chapter. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, you may have seen this quotation floating around on the internet lately. This constant lying is not aimed at making people believe a lie, but at ensuring that no one believes anything anymore. A people that can no longer distinguish between truth and lies cannot distinguish between right and wrong. And such a people, deprived of the power to think and judge, is without knowing and willing it, completely subject to the rule of lies. With such a people, you can do whatever you want. The Apostle Paul begins chapter 2 of Colossians with these words, "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you, that your hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is in Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." And I say this, says Paul, in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. In prison, Paul pleads with the people of Colossae to put away false Christs. The early seeds of dangerous doctrine of Gnosticism had blown like dandelions into Colossae and took root in the same soil alongside the doctrine of Christ Jesus. Later in the life of the church, those seeds blossomed into deadly denials of Jesus Christ, our God, whose crucified and risen flesh is our only redemption. Paul does not dwell on the lying lips and the deceitful tongues and the fine details of what would delude and deceive you, but he shows that whatever departs from Christ is dangerous. The problem with the weeds of counterfeit Christs is not that they are unsightly, but that they are deadly. And that they choke out faith in the real Christ. There will never be a lack of counterfeit Christs, and each generation will sprout new ones. We could never count and contain them all, but we don't have to. The Lord God, through the Holy Spirited words of Paul, plants us firmly in Christ by pointing us back to the real deal. No one may delude you, deceive you, draw you away from Christ when you are firmly rooted in the word of Christ, the flesh of Jesus. Christ Jesus, our crucified and risen Lord, does not need soaring oratory and feeble philosophies to buttress and support him. Paul rejoices with us in our firm faith in Christ. Not a bodiless Christ floating around in our imaginations and dependent on the spirit of our age. We confess with Thomas that the only God, the only Christ we will trust and hold on to is the one with nail marks in his hands and his side. And with Paul, our purpose, our resolve is to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified, the one whose living voice Paul heard on the road to Damascus. He is the one, the only one, worthy of faith, the only Redeemer in whom we walk, rooted and built up. Paul uses the words here of horticulture and construction, which is fitting for those of us gathered here whose aim and efforts are for the building up of Christ's people throughout his church, throughout the world. The only firm and solid and enduring and indestructible foundation of our life and our work is found in the flesh of Jesus, crucified and risen, given and shed for you and for all the world, on the cross, at the altar, into our mouths to eat and to drink. We are rooted in him who is the vine and the fruit of the vine. On what weak and flimsy foundation have you been feebly attempting to build your life and your faith? And what will you do when it crumbles from decay and distress, and when death's dread sword eventually comes for you? Be rooted. Be rooted not in the wisdom of men, not in the appearance of wisdom, not in self-made religion. Be rooted not in our feeble attempts to fit God into our philosophies and our systems. Rooted not in our politics, power, and our party, not in our programs and our plans, not in national citizenship or ethnic bloodlines, not rooted in fixed income or fickle markets, not in our perfection, not in our attempts to please God, not in our love, not in our holding on to him, but Paul says rooted in Christ. Paul says into Christ, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, rooted strongly in the only foundation that will hold to the end, rooted in the one who was nailed to the cross and with it our record of debt, canceling it, rooted in the one who disarmed the rulers and authorities, triumphing over them, rooted in the one who dealt death to death and all that would destroy you, rooted in and holding fast to Christ, the head of the body, rooted in the one who nourishes and knits us together as his joints and ligaments who grow and flourish in him, rooted in the word of Christ, which dwells in you richly, rooted in and raised with Christ, not ruled by phony redeemers who sway with sophisticated speech, but rooted and built. And both of these verbs here are passive verbs. This is his work for you. God has grafted you into Christ, the true vine, and your roots then run deep into the rich soil of God's word, which nourishes and establishes you in the faith. The faith that is confessed, the faith that is outside ourselves, firm and fixed on the only foundation. Not depending on us to hold it together, but he holds us on that rock-solid foundation of the flesh and blood of Jesus for you, as you were taught. And having been taught and thoroughly rooted and grounded in him, we abound in thanksgiving. With blessings rich, he provides us with the brightness of his face. He guides us. Let all of us praise him alone. Let solemn awe possess us, and let our hearts say, Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.